and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Happy Tuesday morning. The fog is out there this morning, so do be careful on your drive. It's like, wow, I feel like I'm in the clouds. That's what I liked about when I was flying a lot. You know, you go up there, you go through the clouds.
Past all of that.
Then you get above it all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so pretty when you get
peaceful
up over here. I had a dream last night that I was in a plane. And I haven't been on a plane since, I guess, 2015.
Yeah.
And I had this big fear until 2015 mm-hmm. that I was flying like 4 or 5 times a week, so I got over it. But last night, the vision was the plane all of a sudden starts having to nosedive like it's going down a roller coaster because there's a giant, I guess it was like a concrete wall that it had to go underneath.
Wow.
And I'm like, ah! And I could even feel it when I woke up because it jolted me and I woke up from the dream and I was like, what the heck is going on?
I wonder if I talk to your wife, if she remembers like you moving or like, you know what I'm saying? Like doing something in the bed, like you're falling.
Probably.
Yeah.
We have a 9-year-old in our bed right now.
Oh, I gotcha.
Because he's had a little bit of a cough.
Oh, well, that's definitely a reason to sleep with mom and dad.
Well, a lot of times a cough can be very detrimental to your health.
Right.
So he's been there for about a week.
And I can see him playing that with you guys.
Yeah, and he's a giant
Daddy,
9-year-old.
Just my cough. I need to sleep with you guys.
Because he's scared.
Right, right.
With the cough. He can't control the cough. Uh-huh. But I mean, like, he's a tall 9-year-old.
You know what?
With long limbs.
He's going to be out of the house in 9 years. Just let him do it.
Don't say that. We had this funny moment. It was pretty yesterday, right? So everybody wanted to be outside. And of course, Lucy was out there and she was wanting to work on the yard and wash her car and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to work on the pool because the pool gets out of control with leaves and just, ugh. So I realized I needed to clean out the strainer things on the side, right?
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I would not like.
Because there were tons of leaves in there. So as I reach in there to do that, I see eyes looking up at me.
Stop.
And I'm like, I jump back, right? And whatever it was, jump back underneath the leaves. And I start to freak out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I got to get that thing out of there. So I go get a broom and I use the end of the stick and I'm trying to push toward the eyes and nothing comes out. Like it's gone. And then all of a sudden I see it pop back up to the top and it is a giant bullfrog. And I'm talking about the type that Kai screamed when he saw
it. At least it wasn't a snake.
Well, then I'm wondering if there's a snake underneath there. I have all these visions of those movies where the snakes and the animals grow underwater. You know?
Oh,
and I'm
yes.
like, what's happening? What if it is a snake?
Ugh.
And my wife, of course, being the brave one she is about 30 yards away telling me, you have to get that out of there, you know? It's bad for the pool.
Well, and she actually documented it. There's a picture on Instagram of her saying something that you were cleaning the skimmers or something.
Her on Instagram.
That gets I love it.
It gets heat with me.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's something new out there that could be beneficial to all of us in relationships. There's a new program with artificial intelligence that is supposed to be able to tell us if our spouse is in a bad mood before we even have to deal with them.
I know. I don't need any artificial intelligence.
You know?
Yeah. Just like you know.
How do you know?
We just know. If you know someone, you know. You can tell by their facial expressions, their eyes, their body language, all of it. I am a professional.
So you think you know.
Yeah.
So you think you are better than artificial intelligence.
I do.
So anyway, Texas A&M has worked on this deal where they say so far it's about 80% accurate on being able to predict a bad mood.
Wow.
And they basically take your tone of your voice and your inflection and the way that you're speaking, and they use that as a way to determine if it's different from your normal talk, which would mean you're in a bad mood. So then if people know you're in a bad mood going in, maybe people walk on eggshells around you.
Well, so is it like an Alexa device that stays in your house and then every time you talk, that's like, mayday, mayday, bad mood. Like, what? How do you do that?
I think that's how they're going to try to incorporate it because those are such big devices.
Yeah.
So like if it's time for me to go home for lunch and I know that Leslie's fired up, I'm staying at work. I'm just telling you.
Perfect.
But it's wild because if you're in a relationship that you've been in for a while, I don't know if you're like me, but I can tell through text if she's fired up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be like bad words or mean stuff. Like I can tell by the verbiage.
Uh-huh.
I can tell by the punctuation, the lack of emojis. Like I can figure it out.
I know. Me too.
So maybe this artificial intelligence isn't even needed if you really know your spouse, right?
True.
And I think we do.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Jimmy Allen mentioned that at one point when he first moved to Nashville, he lived in his car. And it brought back these visions of me in 1995. I was on the road about 6 days out of the week working for USWA Wrestling, right? Owned by Jerry Jarrett and Jerry Lawler. Mm-hmm. And there were times where we didn't have a whole lot of hours to rest because we had to travel a lot. And there was one night I specifically remember staying in my car.
Oh, there's no way I could go to sleep.
And that was the deal. Thankfully, I was with a buddy of mine who was like a big scarred up wrestler, right? And I'm thinking nobody's going to mess with him.
Right.
So I ended up in the front seat because the back seat had more room. So I ended up in the front seat trying to, you know, sleep around the steering wheel and stuff like that. And like we slept fine. But there are weird things that happen if you sleep at a truck stop.
Yeah.
Because there's lights and people at all times and they're walking by your car. So imagine you're just laid out trying to go to sleep and there's people who walk right by and they see grown men asleep in the car.
There's no way I wouldn't be able to relax.
And then you wake up the next morning and you're like, wait a minute. I'm so used to having the shower and at that point shaving my face.
Yeah, can't.
I had to go. This was a Friday night. We slept in the car and went straight to do television on Channel 5 in Memphis, the NBC affiliate. It was live television. And I felt awful because I didn't get my shower.
You felt grimy.
Yeah, I'm like, can people tell? Because I had hair at that point.
Yeah.
And like, I had that hair that if you didn't wash it almost every day, it looked oily.
There wasn't really dry shampoo back then.
No, there wasn't shampoo like that, I don't think.
You know, it's, I can go another day.
Is that really what you can do?
Yeah. Where have you been the last year and a half?
Well, look.
Everyone owns dry shampoo.
I've been bald for over 20 years.
But your wife, she has it. I know she has it.
You think she does?
100%. I know she has it.
So what is it? Like smell good for your hair? It can't really wash
it. Well, that, but it's also so you don't have to wash it. It's kind of like almost a fine mist powder. And so it kind of will soak in and help if it's kind of oily or whatever. I know girls that have used dry shampoo for like 7 days in a row. And it's not me. I can't do it. I feel too grimy. I can't.
You started looking at me like maybe it was
because you looked at me like it was me.
I know a girl.
I have a friend.
That's exactly what that felt like for a second. Anyway, I guess I'll take your word on the dry shampoo. I really have no need for that stuff.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up, we have Luke Combs tickets we're giving away at 7:40 this morning. It's as simple as you listen, we'll tell you when to call. You call, you win.
And your plans for a Friday night are changed just like that.
It's the Beer Never Broke My Heart Tour with Luke Combs and your chance to win right around 7:40 this morning.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Got Your Gossip.
Got Your Gossip on Adam Levine of Maroon 5. So I told you that even though a lot of people were picking on Adam Levine, I thought he was awesome.
Yeah.
At the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. The halftime performance. So he took to his Instagram account basically to thank all of the people who watched, to thank the fans of Maroon 5, and also to thank those people who were the haters as well. He says that the haters always make them want to be their absolute best and push them even harder. But he says as he was preparing to do the Super Bowl halftime performance, he sat down with a pen and a piece of paper and he wrote down words. A couple of those words ended up flying up over the stadium, which was pretty neat. Like love was one of the words. One was one of the words. Other words he says that he wrote, forgive, laugh, cry, smile, share, endure, embrace, remember, enlighten. You can check out the post from Adam Levine on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Got Your Gossip on Bradley Cooper. So the Oscars are just 20 days away, and he and Lady Gaga are going to get to perform Shallow from the movie A Star Is Born yet again together. Wow, yeah. And that's a ton of pressure, the Oscars in itself. But he just shared that he's absolutely nervous about the whole thing. And he has said over and over again himself, hey, I'm not a singer. But I'm like, I guess once he gets into character, he just becomes this unbelievable, whatever. But he said that singing at the Oscars is the most nerve-wracking thing that he's ever done, and he's going to be terrified. But he just sang with Lady Gaga at Vegas. Basically, she took him out of the stage, and he got up and sang, and they killed it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm not that nervous for you, because he is really good. They're really good together. So again, 20 days until the Oscars, where Bradley and Lady Gaga will team up again.
And Got Your Gossip on Brandon Urie of Panic at the Disco. So the story is that if you go to a Panic at the Disco show, let me give you a heads up. You're not allowed to kiss Brandon Urie, and you're not allowed to lick him either.
Well, I need to tell my stepdaughter because she's going to see them tomorrow night.
Right. Is she really?
Yep.
The Memphis show?
I'm so jealous.
That's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. So don't do that if you go to a show. This all started with David the Barrel Boy when he was in Nashville. He enjoyed the show so much he could not control himself. So there you go. True story, right, Kelly?
Yes.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
A recent study was showing the states that are the easiest and the most difficult to date in. Hmm. And they're talking about things like nightlife, restaurants, museums, a number of people on dating websites. And Arkansas is one of the hardest states to have a dating life in.
Oh, no.
So number one is West Virginia. Number two is Arkansas. Out of 50 states, it is difficult, almost more than all the rest, other than West Virginia, to date in the state of Arkansas.
Aren't you so glad you're married?
I am. And I think about that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't really remember what dating life was like. I was never really a dater.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
A dater. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I just got a note from Kelly.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Dear Brandon, I miss my dating life.
That is not
Kelly, that true. Makes me uncomfortable. I'm going to have to throw that away.
You're dumb.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
There's a college student at the University of North Carolina whose name is Maddie. And lately, she and her roommates have been worried that they might have a ghost in their house.
Ooh.
Items have been disappearing. There were strange handprints all over the wall. They heard rattling in the closet. Mm. You know, like classic ghost stuff.
Yeah.
So finally, Maddie got the nerve up to open the closet and check.
Oh, gosh, you gave me chills right there.
I know you would have made your wife check.
Yes, or you.
The good news is it wasn't a ghost. The bad news? It was a creepy dude who'd broken into the apartment and was trying on Maddie's clothes.
You're joking.
No, this is real. She says, quote, I open the door and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes, and he has a bag full of my clothes, like to take. Well, the police came and arrested 30-year-old Andrew for breaking and entering. But this, speaking of ghosts, this reminds me, what is a ghost's favorite dinosaur?
Ooh, Kelly, I have no idea. What would it be?
A pterodactyl. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Some fog out there this morning. Dense fog advisory on your way to work and school, so a heads up on that.
Kind of misty and drizzly out.
What's our high supposed to be today? Low 60s,
yeah,
upper 50s?
Yeah, 60.
All right, so not too bad.
Yeah.
My wife was so excited yesterday to be able to open up all the windows.
Oh.
Like every window in the house was open.
It is kind of cool to let all that natural fresh air come in and just kind of clear out the house.
And is that really a thing? Does that really help?
I feel like it does sometimes.
She does too.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's so much different. It feels so much better in here. Can you tell it's clean?
And I like the smell. I like the smell of it.
The smell of outdoors?
Mm-hmm.
So she had every window open, the air was off, and like the dogs were put up, and she was deep cleaning. It was like she's ready for spring to be here. And then I noticed that she went out and sat on the front porch, and by the front porch, of course, the windows are open, and she's got her little, I don't know, what you seating area out there. And I decided to play a joke on her because she knew I was home for lunch, and I sat down at our dining room table, and I turned on some audio that I knew she would hear, because that's close enough.
What
was
it? Let
me see if it's going to play.
Hey, it's Jana Kramer from the Wind Down Podcast. What happened to your...
So she's...
Oh, my gosh.
She's outside.
You are relentless.
And that's what she hears. And so for people who are out front or maybe, you know, anywhere driving by, all they saw her was like, oh, my gosh. All they heard was her reaction for
freaking
absolutely
out.
No reason, because I was in the house through the window playing... Hey,
that's
it's Jana Kramer.
That is great.
By the way, in case you don't know, she told me that she loves me.
Hey, it's Jana Kramer from the...
Yeah, and I love you is what she said. Did you hear her?
Oh, wow. She must have said that silently.
Well, I worried that she would delete my tweet.
Why? You know,
well, not my tweet necessarily, but her tweet where she professed her love for me.
Oh, yeah, that just said, ha ha, love you.
How many other tweets has she said that in?
I don't know.
Go back through them. I've gone through every one
have
of them.
Have you?
20,000.
Until the beginning of Twitter.
Before she was famous.
Oh, wow.
She never even told anybody that. You told me and your husband in this awkward text that neither of us responded
because
to.
Because neither of y'all ever respond. I know why I send y'all stuff. Did you send him a text and say, don't respond, just to tick her off? Well, I know he knew you weren't going to respond. Oh my gosh, I'm very excited because whether you love him or hate him, Will Ferrell is going to have a new podcast. And in this podcast, what's cool about it is he's not going to be himself. He is going to be in the character of Ron Burgundy from the movie's Anchorman.
Yeah.
And that character is really, really funny. So he's going to have a podcast like everybody else, and he's going to interview all these famous celebrities, but he's going to do it as Ron Burgundy. And if you heard, you can listen to it. There's like a little 1 minute kind of commercial for it.
Right.
And it's pretty funny, and it's a good little teaser.
Is he over the top?
Yeah, of course. Yes, everything's over the top. And he says very inappropriate things, and that's what makes it so funny.
Like dirty?
No, not really dirty. Just like weird.
Awkward where questions? Did he get,
yes, where people are like,
Like we should start doing that with our guests.
Ask the worst awkward questions. No one would want to come in here.
So tomorrow we kick off the new Breakfast Club at Nutrition Hub, yeah. Right? On Caraway in the Old Navy Shopping Center.
Right.
We should make it a vow tomorrow to make everybody really awkward when they're interviewing.
So tell us about your ex-girlfriend.
That would be so awful. Maybe
on
that's,
the air.
Maybe that's a bad idea.
Maybe so.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have Luke Combs tickets to give away at 7:40 this morning. So we are 25 minutes away from that. All you need is a radio and your phone and the ability to call this number. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. 7:40 this morning. Tickets to go see Luke Combs in Little Rock coming up on Friday. And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, February the 5th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrity. Did I say? I'm all confused. Let me tell you why I'm confused. Full disclosure. We have Tuesday, February 6th on this, but it's truly Tuesday, February the 5th. So Kelly confused me, then I confused myself. Okay, start that over. Time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, February the 5th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Marsha Mays Carwell from Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Happy birthday. She actually worked here and at the television station. Ricky Shipley of Paragould has a birthday. Chuck Stevens of Jonesboro. Morgan Seacrease from Jonesboro celebrates. Jeremy Darr from Jonesboro. John Garner of Jonesboro. Happy birthday. Brian Roberts from Jonesboro celebrates. We have Kara Roach of Truman. Sadie Mays of Manila. Happy birthday. And Alexis Nixon of Paragould is turning 10 years old today.
Happy birthday, Alexis. She is one of our karate kids at Joey Perry Martial Arts. So happy birthday.
Kia!
Hiya!
Hiya!
Alexis, he's doing moves. You don't want to see this.
I'm pretty good. Did you know I am a no belt?
Oh, congrats.
If you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Darren Criss is 32 today. That was Blaine on Glee. Cristiano Ronaldo is 34. Of course, he's one of the highest paid soccer players ever.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Farr is 35.
Ooh, let's do Redneck Crazy.
I'm gonna aim my headlights into your bedroom windows. Throw empty beer cans at both of your shadows. I didn't come here to start a fight, but I'm up for anything tonight.
Tyler Farr, 35 years old today.
Duff McKagan is 55. Guns N' Roses.
Yep. She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky.
Happy birthday to Duff the bassist from GNR.
Daryl Waltrip is 72, NASCAR driver, right?
Yes.
Okay. Roger Staubach.
Staubach
is 77, Dallas Cowboy quarterback.
Roger Staubach. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Is that right or not? Now I'm so confused.
And Sarah Evans is 48 today. You know we have to play some Sarah Evans.
We sure do. But to see her, and we got to stand there right by the stage, me and my wife, and hold each other during this one.
And I could not ask for more.
It was romantic, just a little bit.
I could not ask for more than this time together. Could not ask for more than this time with you. And every prayer has been answered.
Sarah Evans has a birthday today.
Get a little bit stronger.
I like this one too, man. Getting over that dude, man. She doesn't even need him. And of course, Sarah Evans is known for this one right here.
She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line.
All right, let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Morgan Seacrease, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 1079 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
5 minutes away from giving away tickets to see Luke Combs Friday night in Little Rock. Be ready.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Huge news for Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany. They are the proud parents of a baby girl. Navy Rome was born yesterday. Brittany shared all the details on social media, saying she weighed 7 pounds and 12 ounces. Jason shared the same photo, saying that she looks identical to her older brother, Memphis.
Right.
Navy Rome will no doubt be a true country princess. So check out the first picture of Navy Rome Aldean on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
All right, more country stars have been added to this weekend's Grammy Awards as far as performers. We know now that Little Big Town performs coming up on Sunday, as does Maren Morris. I'm sure she'll do her new song, Girl.
What you feel is natural, but I don't want to feel this anymore. Pick yourself up off the kitchen floor. What you waiting for, girl? Won't you stop your pride?
Maren Morris performing this coming Sunday at the Grammy Awards.
Oh,
I just got a note from David the Barrel Boy.
Oh.
He says he hopes Maren Morris wears the red bikini that she wore on her Instagram account. That's
oh,
weird,
David.
That's so weird. Anyway, Maren Morris, Little Big Town, Dan and Shay, Casey Musgraves, they're all representing country at the Grammys, plus Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Shawn Mendes, Miley Cyrus, and a special collaboration between Post Malone and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I bet that's going to be good.
It's coming up Sunday at the Grammys.
Dustin Lynch is an amazing songwriter, and his latest song that he has co-written for the Backstreet Boys, they have a new album called DNA, and the song is called Just Like You Like It. Here's what it sounds like.
We're two shadows in the dark, nothing between us but a spark. I'll light this night up just like you like it.
Co-written by Dustin Lynch.
Yeah.
You realize the Backstreet Boys have the number one album in the country this week?
I know, and they've already kind of dabbled in country music because they had the whole song with Florida Georgia Line, God, Your Mama, and Me. So this is the first time in 20 years they have been at the top. So it's
That's awesome.
Huge deal for them. But that song is on our website at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And it is 7:40 in K-Fine Country. And 7:40 means it's your chance right now to pick up that phone and call and win tickets to see Luke Combs Friday night in Little Rock. Again, the tour is called Beer Never Broke My Heart. The Beer Never Broke My Heart Tour. Luke Combs, Lanco, Jamison Rogers, and you, if you're caller number 7. 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. Start dialing, and good luck.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, Kelly, we have tickets to go see Luke Combs Friday night at the Verizon Arena in Little Rock.
It's going to be a good one.
It's Luke Combs and the Beer Never Broke My Heart Tour. Luke Combs, Lanco, Jameson Rogers, and caller number 7 gets to be there. All right? Are you ready to go to the phones?
I'm ready.
We're about to make somebody really happy. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Renita Fortson.
Renita Fortson, where are you from?
Pocahontas.
What are you doing right this very second?
Driving to work.
Where do you work?
For the post office.
Do you think I would be asking you this many questions if you were not the correct caller?
I do not.
Well, guess what? You are caller number 7. And you're going to see Luke Combs!
Hey!
Yay!
That's a pretty good way to start the day, isn't it?
It is.
Who are you going to take with you?
I'm not really sure yet.
All right.
So you're saying I have a chance.
Yeah, right. So if you know her in Pocahontas, start calling her right now because she has tickets to go see Luke Combs and Lanco Friday night at the Verizon Arena. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
She got the best of me.
Friday nights.
She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me is beating this guitar.
Luke Combs in Little Rock on Friday.
And I want $100 on a scratch off ticket. Bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong.
We have more tickets to give away later on today.
Beautiful.
Be listening to David the Barrel Boy at 3:20 this afternoon.
I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying. Inside, got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess.
3:20 today, David the Barrel Boy. More tickets to go see Luke Combs.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart sewn in.
Be ready to call at 3:20.
Stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane.
KFINE is your country concert connection.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
7:53 in KFINE country. Let me try to fix that. All right, I'm better now.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking. So coming up this morning around 8:15, just a heads up, we have a special guest coming in the studio. David the Barrel Boy.
Our very own.
Our child returns. So David is actually hosting Miss A State, Miss Arkansas State University tonight. It's his third year to host. Unfortunately, they can't get rid of him.
He just keeps going back.
Did you know they didn't even book him? He just showed up for rehearsals.
Aww.
He heard about it. But I believe he's bringing with him one of our friends, Destiny Quinn.
Okay.
From Region 8 News and Good Morning Region 8. So I believe the former Miss A State will be with David the Barrel Boy this morning.
And what's crazy is I also have a new business venture I want to tell you about later.
What do you mean?
That's all I'm going to say right now.
You're ready to start another business?
Yes.
You already have 2 jobs.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure you need another.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if I look outside, it reminds me of my shower. It reminds me of a hot shower, and I'm trying to shave, and that one little tiny mirror that I kind of have to lean down to look into, and it's all fogged up, and I can't see. I almost cut my face off. I risk an ear and a nose.
You must be a really destructive shaver.
I mean, that's how foggy it is out there on your way to work and school, so be careful if you're out and about this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we mentioned that David the Barrel Boy is hosting Miss Arkansas State University coming up later on tonight. And he's going to be back in the studio with us around 8:15 this morning. And he tells us he's bringing a guest with him.
Gotcha.
A former Miss Arkansas State University, Destiny Quinn. So we'll see if he actually shows up. I was asking if David was planning on wearing a suit in the studio.
Knowing him, I feel like he would.
Well, because he's a different David the Barrel Boy when he goes, when he gets to host events like this. Because you know what he feels like? He feels like that bird from the Andy Griffith Show. We were
is that
like,
what he feels like?
Basically, I'm Opie. He's the bird. He has flown off on his own.
Yeah, you've helped him do that.
And he gets to host an event by himself tonight.
I'm proud of him.
Well, with Destiny.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to them coming up. Kelly mentioned a few minutes ago that I don't even know what it is. You have two jobs.
Yes.
Radio early, martial arts later in
the
day.
It's just like 14 to 15 hour days. That's all.
Right. And you want to have another job.
Well, I think this would help take the stress off because I have a friend, and there might be some people around here that have done this. I don't know. But I have a friend that lives in Destin, Florida, and she owns a martial arts studio. And she posted some pictures on Facebook, and I started freaking out. But she was doing goat yoga. So they're in this area, they're in this room, and it looks just like a normal yoga studio, but there's these pygmy goats in there, like holdable. They're not big. They're right. Like little baby goats. And so while you're doing your whatever yoga poses, these goats are walking all around the room. They're laying on people as they're doing certain stretches, and everyone in the whole room is smiling and emotional because it's such this like, it's animals, it's goats.
So you want to go buy some goats from a farmer and start goat yoga.
And I have no credentials. I've never even done yoga very much. So I've just decided to make up my own business.
I do yoga every once in a while. I'm really bad at it.
Maybe we could start it in your garage and I'll bring my three goats over there and then we can invite people over there.
You have to make sure that you have the diapers though, because...
Yeah, in the pictures they have diapers on. So if you're worried about the goat peeing on you, it's not going to happen because they're wearing diapers.
And it's not even that as much. Let me tell you what happened. So Booger comes in on my 30th birthday and he brings me a goat, right? And I don't even, he has me blindfolded. In comes this goat. He walks the goat in. Booger didn't have a diaper on the goat.
Oh no.
So if you think about at the fair, if you go to the petting zoo, when you go and you try to get the feed for the animals.
Pellets.
That's what the goat shot at me, but it wasn't food.
Ew.
I'm telling you, it was ridiculous and it went everywhere. I'm like, what do you do? How do you stop it? Because it wouldn't stop. Goats don't know when not to go.
Okay, well, I promise to buy diapers. Now, I don't know when this is happening. Just know it's in my head and I want it to happen.
All right, Kelly's going to work on that. Kelly Perry's goat yoga studio. That's coming to downtown Jonesboro. Somebody call Lindsay Wingo.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. David the Barrel Boy's back in studio this morning.
Hey! Our little David.
I don't even recognize David because he's gone from having like, I don't know, like a full beard like he was on Duck Dynasty.
Right.
Just yesterday when he was all over Instagram about it. And then today he has no facial hair.
I wasn't ready when he walked in.
Why are you calling me out on Instagram? What's that all about?
Well, because you were just posting those extreme close-ups that I would never post.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but yes, I have shaved my face. It is a clean-shaven face this morning.
Now, why did you do that? An infection or something?
No, not today. No, it's because Miss ASU is tonight, and I'm very happy to be co-hosting that this evening.
And we have your co-host in the studio with us this morning as well from Good Morning Region 8, Destiny Quinn.
Hello!
Good morning!
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I've been awake for a while now.
It's very rare for somebody to come into this room that's been up longer than Kelly and I.
Right. Yes. I've been up since 1:45.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm prepared. Cool.
You win. You win.
I win.
Like people say to us, 4 o'clock sounds early because I have my alarm set for 4:01.
I don't feel sorry for you.
Like basically, you're pretty much getting ready to get started.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Morning show starts at 4:30.
What time do you try to go to bed?
7.
Wow.
This is only week 2, though, so I haven't really adjusted just yet, but stay tuned. I will eventually.
It's pretty crazy with Destiny, too. I go back and I have these photos of her like from different appearances that we would make when she was just a little girl. And then, you know, we saw her grow up through Arkansas State University and the stuff that she did. And then she went off and interned in Memphis. And we're thinking, man, she's got this career in news, you know, so much like her mother. And then it's gone so quickly for you, too. Are you excited? Are you nervous?
I'm excited. I'm really enjoying the career path. I think I made a right choice by sticking here and staying with Region 8. And I'm excited to see how it all turns out in the long run.
Was there ever another option for like a job, or was this always going to be it?
There were other options. Actually, I did go interview a few places, but this was home for me. And starting out in that weekend anchor position, it just felt right.
All right. Let's talk about the first time you were on the air on a weekend. And you'd been around it your whole life.
Yes.
But how nervous were you?
Oh, I was so nervous. And actually, the first week that I anchored, I accidentally did the weather. It was in the teleprompter. I had a Ron Burgundy moment. I was like, it's there. Okay. Lesson learned.
Yeah, so what do you do in that moment? Do you
just Ryan Vaughn was just looking at me, moving his hands around. What is she going to do? Yep, you did my weather.
That's no big crazy. Deal. So people, I guess, are being nice to you, right?
Yes, yes. And I love it.
That's
I love
part
it.
Of the thing of us kind of watching you essentially grow up in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us have. I've even seen you on A-State News.
Did you? You watched. Well, wow.
Because David was a part of the A-State News as well for a little bit.
I don't know if I was like super involved, but I might have had a moment or two.
Weren't you behind the scenes?
On some of that stuff. I did some camera work and things like that, but it wasn't like anything in front of the camera. I could never do that. Props to you for being able to do that, because that is such a hard job.
Oh, thank you. But I mean, you do essentially the same thing every single day on here.
Well, kind of.
Without the camera.
I just can't read.
We don't
very
need
well.
A camera.
We went out to the studios and filmed a deal for the Duck Classic. It's the three of us out there at the KIT studios. And there's something about when all three of us got together, because we're always laughing and joking and on location, and we can be on stage doing different things. But there was something weird about the camera and then the monitor where we saw ourselves.
It's bizarre. Mm-hmm. You have to adjust to it. It's not a normal feeling. Mm-hmm. Oh, there I am. I'm live on TV. Ooh.
Right. And we weren't used to it. And I'm like, my pants are too baggy. My shirt's too baggy. Do I look like this from the side? I'm never doing this again.
Right.
Right. We need to put a camera in here with you one day just to see what happens. I would love to watch.
It would probably be pretty entertaining, I think.
Yes.
I'm afraid I'd be a totally different person. I'd be sitting up like this straight the whole
Great
time.
Great posture.
Yeah, right. Totally. So Miss A-State tonight. David, how was rehearsal last night?
It went all right, I guess, went fine.
You're being weird about it.
His voice changed.
This is how we can tell he's lying.
It went a little high-pitched there.
Yeah, it did, totally.
Do I have to really tell the story about what truly happened?
Well, now you do.
Was it embarrassing?
I'm getting sweaty. Okay, so I got the text yesterday that, hey, they're doing the practice runs for everything, the rehearsals at this time, and I'm like, okay, cool. So I got done here yesterday afternoon, and I drove all the way out to the Fowler Center, which is all the way across town.
Right.
And so I get there, and I'm like, man, there's not many cars out in the parking lot. So I walk up to the building. First door I try is locked. Second door I try is unlocked. And then there's like the second set of doors you have to go through, and one of them's like wide open. So I'm like, okay. And so I hear a little bit of music going on. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. They're back here. I walk in. There's no one there. There's not a soul out there.
Well, what was it?
I don't know. I guess somebody playing a trumpet or something in a different room. But I walk in there, all the lights are off. No one's in there.
It's the random trumpet player.
Well, I guess he was practicing some routine. I don't know, but I heard something. I'm not going crazy, okay?
Right, right.
But I walk in there and I'm like, okay, I guess they wrapped up early. Turns out I showed up an hour and a half early.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
The rehearsal part, and I just left. I get a text at 8 o'clock from Corey Keller, who's like the rating Miss AU. She's like, hey, you coming out here? And I'm like, oh, no, wow. I read this wrong. So now I feel like a jerk and I'm stupid.
Did you make it?
No, I didn't make it.
You never went?
I never went.
You haven't rehearsed?
No.
We both haven't rehearsed.
This could be a disaster.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm really getting nervous.
Wait, you weren't there either, Destiny?
No, I was in bed. It was way past my bedtime.
Y'all are just going to wing it?
We're going to wing it. We're going to do great.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Do you have a script? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. I'm nervous now.
Yeah.
We're both a little nervous.
I think it'll be fine.
Hey, come out there. It'll be comedy,
I mean, that's entertaining. So where is the actual pageant tonight?
It will be at the Fowler Center, which is right next to First National Bank Arena. And it starts up at 7 o'clock tonight. Tickets are like $8 at the door. So.
And it's going to be crazy, because I would imagine sororities go out there and force to support their friends, right?
I mean, it's the best pageant to go to, I think, in the state, because you do have the sororities out there. They're loud, they're chanting, they're cheering for their girl, and you don't get that vibe at any other pageant. Mm-hmm. So it's always a lot of fun.
So when you won Miss Arkansas State University, mm-hmm. how big of a deal was that for you in your pageant career?
I mean, that was the goal the whole time I competed. I wanted to be Miss Arkansas State University and represent my school and be able to go to games and cheer on for my university at the actual Miss Arkansas pageant.
Right.
So coming full circle and winning that title, it meant everything. And I know one girl tonight, her dreams are going to come true as well.
That's sweet. Mm-hmm. So when you make it to Miss Arkansas, I mean, obviously you go through the pageants, you qualify for it. You made it down there. I watched you that night on television.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe that experience?
Oh my goodness, it's the biggest adrenaline rush of your life. It's exhilarating. If you make the top 10, it just feels like it flies by. You do everything back to back to back, and then there's a new Miss Arkansas crowned. And as you know, tonight, Miss Arkansas Claudia Raffo will be in attendance at the Miss Arkansas State Pageant. So that's another reason to come on out. Awesome. And we're very proud of our current Miss Arkansas State University, Corey Keller. She has done a phenomenal job representing the university.
We met her for the first time. It was a year ago. It was the day after she won. She came in. She was on our show. And it seems like we have seen her at every event we've gone to on the campus.
Busy. She has been so busy, and she's done amazing.
Yeah, it's wild, though. So great things happen tonight. Miss Arkansas State University, the Fowler Center, 7 o'clock. Can people get tickets early, or is it just at the door?
As far as I know, it's just at the door itself. So.
And David has a comedy routine.
I do not have a comedy routine. We're not starting that. Oh, man, that would go over so bad.
I just think you need to have a couple of jokes ready.
I agree.
You say this for every event I have to go and be a part of.
Destiny, let me give you a heads up, because you're going to be asked to host events, I guarantee you, right? And I always have this idea, maybe we should be funny.
Yes.
But at events, sometimes funny isn't funny.
It's like crickets. No one says or does anything. They just look at you.
And I always have the rule, we're not going to try to tell a joke or say anything funny, because you don't want that awkward moment.
Right.
But something happens and you make that awkward joke and nobody laughs.
Yep.
And that's why he's trying to set me up with a joke tonight, because he wants that awkward moment for me.
No, David.
I don't want that awkward moment for me. So let's avoid it at all costs.
Miss Arkansas State University tonight at 7 o'clock.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Adam Levine and Maroon 5. So if you watched the Super Bowl and you saw the halftime performance and you're a female, you probably enjoyed Adam Levine. Right?
Yeah.
Of course, anytime any performer gets up there in front of 110 million people or whatever that number is going to be, there are going to be people that come out and attack them, no matter who they are, no matter how great they are. Somebody's going to be out there to say stuff. And Adam Levine got a little bit of flack on social media for the performance and for showing his chest at the Super Bowl. But he went to his Instagram account and he basically came out and said, "Hey, I appreciate everybody who was nice about it. I appreciate the Maroon 5 fans, and I appreciate the haters, because you all make us want to work even harder." You can check out that post right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Bradley Cooper. So the Oscars are just 20 days away, and we will get to see Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga perform Shallow from their movie A Star Is Born. And that's a ton of pressure, and he's shared that he's absolutely freaking out and nervous. Yep. And he's also said before that he's not a singer, which really surprises me, because he's actually really good. But he said that singing at the Oscars is the most nerve-wracking thing for him right now, and he's going to be terrified. So again, 20 days left until the Oscars, where Bradley Cooper will team up to sing with Lady Gaga. No doubt, they're going to kill it.
Gotcha Gossip on Panic at the Disco, where evidently when David went to see them in Nashville a week or so ago, they implemented some new rules on fans because of David the Barrel Boy. So Brandon Urie, who is the lead singer of Panic at the Disco, basically has had to tell his security guards to make sure that people do not kiss him when they meet him or lick him.
Lick?
And I'm guessing this has happened in the past where an overzealous fan was there and so excited to be around him, they go for, you know, maybe a kiss on the cheek.
But they lick.
Well, it's happened.
Ugh.
And now security's had to tell people, hey, there's no kissing. No licking the lead singer of Panic at the Disco. And if you remember, when we met Luke Bryan, we were told we could not pinch his bottom.
That is correct.
And we can't make that up. Because evidently, people try to pinch his bottom and kiss him on the cheeks. And just so you know, in case you meet me, I am fine with that.
I do
not have that rule.
All right.
Just want to let you know. That was a mistake, wasn't it? And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Our buddy David the Barrel Boy is back over here this morning.
And it's just like old times.
And it just feels right.
It's like an old pair of socks. Or as David said, an old pair of underwear. You know how sometimes you like find that pair of jeans, it's a little bit baggy,
yeah,
a little bit ratty on the bottom, but it just feels right.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing with the underwear.
Yeah. And so here comes David. He's back in. He's hosting Miss Arkansas State University later on tonight at the Fowler Center.
Mm-hmm.
It kicks off at 7 o'clock. Good job getting Destiny Quinn to come in.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad she responded to me.
Yeah. So our question, though, as David is hosting, he's hosted Miss Arkansas State University what, three times prior to this one? Or is it just two?
No, I think it's three. This will be my fourth time going out to host it.
So you're like a veteran?
No.
But every year you've been a little bit nervous, but you think maybe having Destiny out there, you're not going to be as nervous.
I think having Destiny out there will help my nerves a lot. Because instead of just me taking all the heat, we can both take the heat at the same time.
Now, if she knew she was there to take the heat,
right?
I don't know if she would agree to do this.
Well, my goal is to make her look phenomenal and just let me kind of be there, you know?
So you don't want to be something people talk about tomorrow?
Yes, exactly.
But see, I think you should be. You're supposed to be an entertainer. Are you going to wear the barrel while you're out there?
They have told me in years past, try not to wear the barrel out there.
Try not to. So you're not allowed to?
Basically, yeah.
What if I were to reach out to the Chancellor, Kelly Danfus, and get this approved?
Well, I'm sure he would absolutely love that idea. Please don't.
Would you be embarrassed?
That would just be interesting.
So David was saying a few minutes ago, he's disappointed about part of the competition not being there this year.
What part would that be, Brandon? Please explain.
You said you were disappointed the swimsuit part was gone.
Well, it's such a fantastic part of the show every single year. And
it's all about fitness.
Yeah, and fitness.
Fitness.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of time spent on their fitness, and it's great to appreciate it.
I hope you don't say that.
I've missed you.
Could you imagine me up there? Well, just to let everybody know, the swimsuit portion's not here this year, and I'm very upset. Is it true? I am petitioning to Miss America right now.
So in years past, you had to host that part.
I did have to host that part.
How awkward was that, David?
Well,
I remember you giving him advice like, David,
just look at your shoes.
Don't stare at the girls as they walk by.
Look at your shoes the whole time.
Eye placement is key because you got to look straight ahead.
He's looking at the ceiling like completely.
Let's hear it for contestant number one.
Woo, yeah.
All right. So David, the Barrel Boy, and Destiny Quinn host Miss Arkansas State University at the Fowler Center, 7 o'clock tonight. Tickets available at the door.
Yes.
Best of luck, David.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Nancy Owens joins us in the studio from St. Bernard's. Welcome in this morning.
Hey, it's nice to be here.
How are you feeling this morning?
Well, great. Now that I'm here, especially.
I mean, this is the most fun room in Arkansas.
That's
so
true.
You know.
I'm figuring that out. I'm seeing it happen.
And as a matter of fact, every studio she's been in so far this morning has told her the same thing.
Right.
This will be your favorite spot.
That's exactly it.
So again, Nancy Owens, St. Bernard's. What is your job with St. Bernard's and the Health and Wellness Facility?
I am a group exercise instructor. I'm a personal trainer, and I also am a program coordinator for our cardiac rehab program for St. Bernard's.
So one of the events that's actually coming up, and the reason that you're here is because you are the race director of the Healthy Heart 2-Miler, which is coming up this weekend.
This Saturday, yes. This is a topic I feel really passionate about, heart health. And this event is wonderful for a lot of reasons. I mean, sometimes folks hear the word race and they assume that this is an event that's only for people who are serious runners.
Right.
And that is just not the case. This is the first in our Get in Gear series, and it's a 2-mile walk run. It's very doable for any age. Right. So we really encourage families, groups, friends. It's just there for anyone.
So what's the idea behind the Get in Gear series? I remember when this launched, St. Bernard's, Gearhead Outfitters, Arkansas State. You all, I guess, were looking just to get families healthier in general.
Absolutely. And to get people moving that don't think of themselves as exercisers.
Right.
When you have all kinds of different events, like the Turkey Trot out at Craighead Forest, you have the Santa Shuffle that we do each year in December. I mean, these are events that anyone can do just to get active, to get moving. It's not just for the serious athlete, but also it is. You can also be a serious athlete and come and be timed and push yourself and challenge yourself. So it's really for everybody.
I didn't realize that there's actually a race every single month of the year.
I mean, pretty much every month of the year we have something going on.
That's awesome.
It is.
So this one, again, as we're talking about the Healthy Heart 2-Miler, it happens on Saturday. Where does this event begin?
We start at St. Bernard's Auditorium, and it will be in the downtown area. It loops down towards St. Bernard's Health and Wellness. It's a very easy-to-follow route. There will be folks there guiding you through the race.
So why is this a fun race to be a part of?
Well, this one is super family friendly. We've got other things going on around the race. We have a silent auction. We have local restaurants like downtown Recovery Room. We have a Gearhead has a gift package. Right. We have Vet Care is doing a microchip. They're going to give a microchip. We have George's Jewelry, this beautiful watch. I'd kind of like to have that.
Yeah. He does great stuff.
It is. It's amazing. And a house cleaning. There's all kinds of stuff as part of the, I know,
yay,
right?
Sign me up.
I know, our Kelly faces all lit up, right?
And my wife was like, hey, for me.
Yes, exactly. So there are all kinds of neat items that you can bid on that will also help benefit cardiac rehab. And then there's a costume contest. I mean, what could be better?
What?
You're going to dress up.
Yeah.
Any costume will do, but of course it's Heart Health Month and Valentine Month. So, I mean, I immediately think of
Brandon,
heart costumes.
Or don't, me as Cupid.
Don't wear your
yes, you as
Bat
Cupid.
No, Batgirl's out. I'll just wear the diaper. And I'll have
yes,
one of those bow and arrows. So talk about kind of this event is going to benefit the St. Bernard's Cardiac Rehab. How does that help people who are going through these what are very traumatic events?
Absolutely. When someone comes off of having had a heart event, it really is about what happens next. You're often fearful. You don't quite know what the rest of your life is going to look like now that you've sort of been diagnosed as having had heart disease or having had a heart event.
Right.
So cardiac rehab is really a lifestyle approach to helping you tweak your systems of operating with around your food, around your activity, around your stress level to give you the best possible outcome so that you don't have a future event. I mean, what could be better than having a team of folks helping you tweak your diet, tweak your activity level, monitoring you as you go through the process over 12 weeks so that you then take those healthy habits and you have the most energetic long life that you can have.
That's wild. I never really have considered the stress after the event.
Exactly.
Because the event is stressful. And then I would imagine, knowing me, if that were to happen to me, I would be worried about it happening again.
Exactly. And or I think sometimes when a physician has gone in and done a procedure, you sort of think, oh, I'm fixed.
Right.
But if you think about the events that led up to you having a heart issue in the first place, you've now got to go home and look at your way of doing things. Because if you go home and do it exactly the same way you've always been doing it, the chances of a future event become greater.
Well, it's like the diet deal. You go in, you do a diet, you lose some weight, mm-hmm. you go right back into the old habits, and the weight comes right back.
Exactly. Well, and we're big believers in progress, not perfection. Because anything that you do in an extreme way that's very outside of your usual habits, it's going to be hard to maintain that. So right. we're looking at ways to sort of tweak your real life to make it doable so that you can maintain it forever. I mean, that's really the key.
So again, the Healthy Heart 2-Miler is coming up on Saturday, 9 o'clock at St. Bernard's Auditorium. It's a 2-mile walk run, the costumes, the silent auction. You can pre-register for $30 and day of the race, $35 at racesonline.com. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Nancy Owens joins us in studio from St. Bernard's.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, it's finally happened. Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany are the proud parents of a baby girl. Navy Rome was born yesterday. She's 7 pounds, 12 ounces. Jason and Brittany shared the same photo, and Jason says she looks identical to her older brother, Memphis. So Navy Rome, no doubt, will be a true country princess. But you can check out the first picture of Navy Rome Aldean on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
So we know a couple more performers that are coming up at this weekend's Grammys. Country is going to be represented by Maren Morris and Little Big Town. They were added just recently. Also on the countryside, Dan and Shay and Casey Musgraves. Other performers at the Grammys, Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Shawn Mendes, Miley Cyrus, and a really neat collaboration between Post Malone and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Grammys are coming up on Sunday.
Dustin Lynch is an awesome songwriter, and the latest song he co-wrote was for the Backstreet Boys. They have a new album that's actually number one right now called DNA. The song is called Just Like You Like It, and here's what it sounds like.
We're two shadows in the dark, nothing between us but a spark. I'll light this night up just like you like it. Girl, it's all for you. Everything I
So to hear the song that Dustin Lynch helped write for the Backstreet Boys, check it out on our BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Well, it's going to be a little bit different tonight because the State of the Union is on at 8 o'clock. So it's going to be on all the major networks. Ellen's Game of Games is on tonight. Tonight's schedule also includes The Flash and Roswell. And late night, Jimmy Kimmel is going to have Randy Houser.
All right, don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, K-Fine is live at Nutrition Hub of Jonesboro. It is the K-Fine Breakfast Club powered by Families, Inc. We can go there and get our aloe shot, our energy tea,
wedding cake protein shake.
Come on now. Nutrition Hub of Jonesboro tomorrow morning live with K-Fine. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.